The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 330.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a young entrepreneur from Pakistan and who's founded two companies, and she's going to elaborate more about that and her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Fizza Farhan. Fizza, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Absolutely, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show. So let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm a young woman from Pakistan, and I just, you know, I had some entrepreneurial bacteria in me since my earlier years. And I just decided to launch two companies, both working in projects and solutions for development in Pakistan, which were non-existent. So we launched Baksh Foundation and Baksh Energy around 10 years ago, which were companies that were providing solutions that were unheard of in the country. So everything we did was based on innovation and unique thinking and, you know, creating something out of the box. And I led both these companies as a CEO for 10 years, and which sort of got most of my projects registered as an international best practice by the UN Foundations and the UN Habitats, leading me to become the fourth Pakistani ever to be on the Forbes 30 and the 30 list in 2015, and then again in 2016. And then this year, I got selected by the UN Secretary General to represent Pakistan on a United Nations high-level panel on women economic empowerment. So so now I'm doing two things. I'm doing my entrepreneurial ventures while I'm also continuing to advise the governments and the private sector and the development sector on women, on SDGs, and just sort of trying to change lives, one life at a time.
Awesome. And I think it's amazing what you're doing. I mean, congrats to that. And Fizza, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, okay. So my favorite self-confidence quote, it's, of course, you know, I always feel that one should always believe in themselves. And the only limitations and barriers and challenges that we experience in life are the ones that our mind creates for us, because they're the ones that our mind cannot sort of address, and that's the challenge. Otherwise, nothing is impossible. And one of my other favorite sort of quotes, which just came out in a discussion when I was talking to somebody at this woman conference, and which I've experienced and learned throughout my professional evolution, is that being a woman is more of a strength rather than a weakness. But only if you, the woman, realizes it and knows how to use it and unleash it. And I've experienced this through my personal journey, and being a young woman in Pakistan, working in extremely male-dominated sectors of renewable energy. So yeah, so these are two quotes that I keep like sort of sharing with people, because I just believe in them myself and I embody them every single day.
Thanks for sharing them. Those are great quotes. I mean, especially like believing in ourselves is something that most women, especially women from Asian countries, like don't do right. We've been so brought up to just been told what to do that we forget to be our own person. And you know, these are great reminders.
Exactly.
Great reminders of how powerful and strong a woman can be once they realize how much they can believe in themselves. It starts with that belief, and then the action will come. So thanks for sharing that.
Totally.
And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Okay, so self-confidence for me is to believe in your inner person, is to believe in that inner voice that tells you to do something when all your circumstances or all the people around you tell you otherwise. It's that strong connection that you have with yourself when you know that what's coming from within you is right, no matter what others say, no matter, you know, what your circumstances say. But that constant burning desire and that constant sort of, you know, inner whispers that you keep hearing, and that they keep telling you that, you know, this is what you need to do. Don't listen to them. Do this. And then once you listen to them and you start on your own path, there is this phenomenal energy that the universe brings to you, because you're listening to your inner voice, your real purpose, what you were here for. I strongly believe that every one of us has a unique talent, has a unique purpose. And nobody else can define anybody else's path. Like, especially in South Asia, when not just a girl, when a boy is growing up, you'll be a doctor, you'll be an engineer, you'll be a housewife, you'll be this. And we, because we don't connect with ourselves, because we don't have that self-confidence and we don't believe in ourselves, we never listen to the person inside us, that who do we really want to be? And we end up listening to all these whispers around us and being the person that somebody else wanted us to be. And that's where unhappiness lies. And that's why you see so many people around you. I've recently written a book on this as well, by the way, 52 Pearls of Life, which because I just feel that there are so many unhappy people around you. And why? Because the life they're living and the life they should be living are in complete contradiction. And that's why they're unhappy, because they've never understood their real self. And that's where self-confidence comes, when you start sort of realizing the process which leads you to your inner self, your real being.
That's a great definition, and it's so true. I mean, we live in a world, especially in Asian countries, where it's like we've always just been told what to do and not learn to think for ourselves, which really hurts us in the end, because we know or we feel like we're trapped in our own lives, not realizing at any moment we can change it, right? So I really, really love that definition you mentioned. And Fizla, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
For me, I've been blessed. I must say, I've been blessed throughout my life. I've had a great childhood. I have great memories from my childhood. I would always be that rebellious, you know, that the child in the classroom who's always rebellious, going against all odds, and yet coming out with the best grades. So, you know, it was some form of universe was working around me, I feel, because I would be the one who would be like, you know, doing my thing, be into sports, extracurriculars, and yet like sort of top my class with my grades. So there was some karma certainly working in my favor. But I think this real evolution where I am today in terms of the clarity of my life, in terms of the clarity of my purpose, if anybody comes to me today and tells me that, you know, I think you should be a housewife or I think you should be a guard, I don't know, but something that I'm not, a cook, a chef, whatever. I have that understanding of my being and understanding of my purpose now, that I will be very clear and confident to tell them that this is not the person that I am, this is the person that I am and why. Earlier, I think it was more hit and trial. It was trying different things and realizing with experience that, okay, this is not meant to be, this is meant to be. But I've always followed my gut. I've always followed my instinct. I remember when I graduated from school, in our family, we were not allowed. I was in Islamabad because my father was in the Navy. And nobody in my family would go to a dorm in another city and live in a dormitory, right? It was just not allowed. Like, young girls, not married, don't live in dorms, you know? And I decided to, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to do something which is the best. So I sort of wanted to go to the best university of Pakistan, Lahore University of Management Sciences, LUMS. And for that, I had to go to live in the dorms because my parents were in another city. And that was sort of a glass ceiling that I broke in my family that one time. And after that, all my cousins kept going to LUMS because, you know, I sort of broke that first glass ceiling for them. Why? Because my instincts just sort of pushed me to do that. Then I was again, after Warwick, my parents again came back to me with marriage, right? You graduated, now it's time to get married. And I just knew that it's not time to get married. I just knew, it's not that I didn't want to get married. I just wanted to identify myself first. Be the person that I am. And you know, my inner self kept telling me that this is not the time. There's more to life. And I just wanted to get out of Pakistan and go to, you know, an international university and experience and have that multicultural dynamic experience until I truly identify who I am and until I truly know what I want to do. And that was another glass ceiling I broke after sort of weeks of arguments in the family, because I was the first girl from my family to travel abroad for her master's. And again, once the glass ceiling was broken, all my cousins followed suit and they all went to universities in America and Canada and London to get their higher studies. So I feel my life has evolved as far as my self-confidence is concerned. But one thing that has been consistent has been me hearing my inner self, me believing in my instinct, in my gut. You know, despite what others say, despite what norms say, despite what stereotypes say, I think it's that strong connection with your gut and with your instinct. And you just keep following that, and that leads you to your line of self-discovery and self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you're able to keep on breaking that glass ceiling, especially being a woman in India. I'm sure it's not as easy as it, you know, may look. And it's like, you know, you have all these standards that they tell you to do, and you're just saying no, because this is not what you're aligned with. This is not your purpose. And because of you constantly breaking that ceiling, what's your life been like now?
Well, okay, so with me, and I'm constantly, as you rightly said, Sheena, I'm constantly breaking that ceiling. And I think I got used to doing that as well then. So when I came back, sort of, you know, when I set up those two companies and me being a very young CEO, that was a glass ceiling being broken, because the people I used to be interacting with or talking to, or like my peers, will be, you know, anywhere from 45 to 70 years old, while I was, what, a 23, 24-year-old? And I had to literally lie to people about my age. So initially I would tell them I'm 35 years old, I'm 30, 34 years old, just to sort of mix in well, until Forbes 30 under 30 was announced and I was on that list. And that became a national news. And I got more calls of people saying that, you know, what's your age when we met you? Because we met you 3 years ago and you're still under 30. So I think I've been just breaking those glass ceilings throughout. Working in the energy sector. I was the only woman in Pakistan working in the renewable energy sector, which is, you know, which was quite a challenge, but it became an opportunity for me later on. So I think even till this day, the work that I'm doing is identifying opportunities and breaking glass ceilings. If somebody hasn't done it, then that doesn't mean I can't do it. That means this is my opportunity to do it. So if it's not been done, then one perspective of looking at it is that it can't be done. And the other perspective of looking at it is that this is the opportunity to do it. So I think my whole sort of lens has changed in life. And I really enjoy when I see a glass ceiling, because it gives me the opportunity to break it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love your outlook and perspective when you mentioned, like, if you see something that hasn't been done before, you go ahead and do it, because a lot of people out there, they kind of hesitate. They're like, oh, who's gonna come to me if this has never been done, right? And it's that that uncertainty. But sometimes that uncertainty can be a great thing. So thanks for sharing that. And congrats being on Forbes 30 under 30. You know, it's a great achievement. So congrats to that again. And, you know, to the woman who's listening, not a problem. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Okay, so that one tip that I will give to her is to totally believe in her inner self and totally believe in her inner voice. And you have one life. You have every year that we pass is a year gone. And we all know that. So we should just stop living the lives that others want us to live. Be it society, be it culture, be it religion, be it our parents, be it our elders, be it our husbands, whoever. Because I truly feel and I truly believe in this, that until and unless you are happy as an individual, you are content and satisfied as an individual, you cannot be good, or you cannot do justice to the other roles that you perform in society. You cannot be a good mother, you cannot be a good wife, you cannot be a good daughter-in-law, you cannot be a good daughter until you're not happy and content person within. So eventually you will end up doing injustice to all the other roles that you're actually trying to please. So in my opinion, take a stand for yourself first, prioritize your own self and believe in your own self and achieve the life you want to achieve for yourself. And within that, you will actually find happiness in everything else you do.
That's a great tip, and thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and your projects and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I'm on Twitter. I tweet at Fiza, FIZA underscore Farhan, FARHAN. I also have a official Facebook page, which has all my official public engagements being put up regularly. So that's Fiza Farhan Official. Again, FIZA, FARHAN. Yeah, so I'm very happy to stay connected, and I'm very actively in touch with people who approach me through these two mediums.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Fiza, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Fiza's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Fiza for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sheena. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.